Come all of you to participate one of the five sadhana every day we do. And today's purport is also Prabhupada talks about sadhana, so it's very fascinating. And one of the five sadhana is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. In order to give a guarantee to go back home and be a joyful servant and serve Krishna in the spiritual world. Anybody plays Medanga? No? Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha. Very good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi jana vala bhagiri varadhari. Gopi jana vala bhagiri varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Shilabhai Charana Rabinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON VVD Founder Acharya is Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansvari Brajaka Charya Stutara Satasi Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantapuri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Silodas Thakur ki jai. Premsika ho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kunda Gir Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Alachwani Ramaniti Dham ki jai. Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki jai. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki jai, Samavita Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So last week or week before when I gave class, I mentioned why we chant these beautiful prayers to Lord Krishna, not in a Krishna form, but in a Vasudev form. I hope you all remember. It is necessary because more we are conscious about why we do things we do, Krishna says, you will get 100% result. 10.24.6. Krishna says, Gatta Gatta Cha Karmani Janayam Anutishtati Vidusha Karma Siddhi Shet Tatha Avidusha Bhave. If we are not fully aware why we do things we do, just for the sake of doing as a duty, you will not get complete result. Krishna's opinion. Very nice. From Bhagavatam. So we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya because Krishna is there everywhere, but we want reciprocal Krishna, not Krishna everywhere. Everywhere Krishna is like a judge. Judge who is not concerned, who is not affected by anything of this world. But reciprocal Krishna means he's concerned. You follow? He reciprocates our prayers. So it's very deep, our Siddhanta, and it's very nice. So we pray to Lord Vasudev, the original form of Vasudev, on the mother Yashoda's lap in the cow barn on the day Gargacharya gave that name. Of course, Nanda Maharaj was listening and he didn't think that his son is the son of Vasudev. But Vasudev is thinking, that's my son, I left in his house. Gargacharya knows also, so he said this, he elaborated a little bit. But Nanda Maharaj is not thinking, oh, some life maybe my son was born from my cousin Vasudev. So his name is Vasudev. But we Gaudiya take that predominating deity of consciousness, and Prabhupada explained this so nicely in 3rd Canto, 24th chapter, text 10, why we pray to Vasudev. So scientifically he says. So, please fold your hand and pray to Lord Vasudev, who is sitting where? Someone? On the lap of what? Mother Yashoda, thank you. Where? In the cow barn. There's no big festival, it's hiding festival, name-giving ceremony. Because they are afraid of Kamsa. That's a joke, my astra. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrittam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nasta Praesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. Actually, when we are reciting those prayers, these are appreciating. We are appreciating five personalities. So when grateful attitude, Radhanath Maharaj says, means you count how much you have received mercy from them. If you don't count, then you cannot be grateful. It is not a word, it's not a form. He didn't say that part, but I'm thinking it's a substance. It's a substance so powerful. So we need to appreciate. So who are the appreciation? Every day, every ISKCON temple, Bhagavatam class, they recite this. So before reciting, Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he is the one who actually spoke this Bhagavatam originally to Narada, to the Brahmajis, like this, originally. And then to Naranarayan Rishi, who is the supermost human being. Why Naranarayan Rishi? Because since time immemorial, I would say, I don't know, at least in this Kali Yuga, he is meditating, they are meditating for our benefit. They are always well-wishing. Can you imagine? If the demigod gets angry and they pour the whole Alachwanda flood, what will happen to us? Easily they can do, but they cannot do. Because there is a seven sages guarding them, they are well-wisher, and Naranarayan Rishi. They are always wishing good for us, so it contradicts. If even any ruler get angry with us, hope they never get angry. They listen also what we are talking. Because they are big perceptive. They are omniscient about the material management. Not omniscient of spiritual, but material. The three personalities at least, Jamaraj, Brahmaji and Lord Shiva, they are fully aware. And the other demigods are partially aware. That's why they are more higher perceptive than us. So we bow down to them also. And Mother Saraswati, why? Goddess of learning. But it is not material Mother Saraswati. She is the original form of Samvit potency. Bhagisha Jashavadane Lakshmi Jasya Bhakshasi Jasyaste Ridaya Sambit Tam Nishinga Ham Bhaje. Srila Bhakti Siddhanshu Thakur put that sloka in birthplace of Lord Chaitanya on the back side. If you go to Parikrama, you will see that verse. So where does Bagisha, that goddess Saraswati resides? Badane. Bagisha Jasya Badane. Not exactly on the face. Krishna's face is very beautiful, but it's on the lips. But it's manifesting from the heart. Krishna's feeling for us manifest by heart, through Bhagavatam, through illumination in our heart. So we bow down to her and to Vyasdev, who is the author. Imagine if there was no Bhagavatam written format, just hearing to speaking. Oh my God, I'm scared already. Just by thinking that, how much speculation will be. One thing called memory, another is speculation, mental speculation. I'm so happy that Vyasdev actually wrote it down. And Prabhupada, and the final person is Srila Prabhupada, who translated in a simple, heartfelt language that everybody can relate, relevant to their life. And his special purport, Bhaktivedanta purport, that ecstasy. So with that note, we are going to begin today's chapter. We are ending first canto, 19th chapter. And today we have a fourth sloka, 37, 38, 39, 40. Am I right, Radhikesh Prabhu? Four. So we'll just do together. Is that okay? Okay, let's start. Atha prichhami samsiddhim yoginam paramam gurum purusheshat jatkarjam miyamanasya sarvatha. Translation. You are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons, and especially for one who is about to die. So there is a two question actually in the translation, if you think. One question is, what is the complete perfection? Look at word by word. I looked at it. Sangsiddhim. The word sangsiddhim means the perfection. Siddhi means perfection. Sangsiddhi means sammak rupe. Completely. Complete perfection. So that's one. Another one is mriyamanasya, of one who is about to die. So two questions. And Srila Prabhupada gave a wonderful purport. So before that, we're going to invoke the mercy, and then we'll start reading the purport. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jenam Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Sha Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedantam Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devim Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport he writes, unless one is perfectly anxious to inquire about the way of perfection, there is no necessity of approaching a spiritual master. So what is the purpose of approaching spiritual master? Someone? About what? Remember this sloka has a two question. Sangsiddhi means ultimate perfection of life. And second question is, what supposed to do at the moment of death? So these two questions. Now Prabhupada already illuminating in a different angle to hammer the nail. Yeah. Thank you. So Prabhupada says that the reason, purpose of initiation or sadhu sangha or getting senior devotees association to get complete perfection, and the duty you have at the moment of death, in ultimately it boils down to sadhana, what we do every day. Because you have a guarantee, anybody has a guarantee when you're going to die? Nobody, astrologer, nobody can stop. Only Krishna. He says, Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu, 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the controller of lifespan. Who is dying when? It's me control. Even Mr. Seti, he was about to die. So in the car, when they finished the whole set, they asked Prabhupada, so what happened? He was about to die and you told him to bring the breakfast tomorrow morning. How the whole things happened, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I had a big argument with Krishna. And what did Krishna say? I am the death personification. Mitya sarva harascha aham, aham. I am the death person. Prabhupada said, yes, but I gave him the word that he will bring breakfast tomorrow. He is the only person that helping in Bombay, Juhu. Pundarik Prabhupada knows probably Mr. Seti very well. I met him only twice. And so him and his wife, they are not directly initiated by Prabhupada, but they were from other sampradaya, but they had so much love for Prabhupada, they used to cook breakfast. So Prabhupada cancelled the other program, went to this emergency hospital in Bombay, and then his conversation was very interesting. I'm paraphrasing. Prabhupada says that Krishna says, but I'm the one who controls the death. Krishna says, yes, but you also gave the word that you keep the promise of the devotees. Promise. So I told him that I'll see him tomorrow morning with the breakfast. Krishna says, but you forgot that I am the Supreme Absolute Controller. Prabhupada said, yes, to Krishna. But you also promised that you keep the word of your devotee. Then Prabhupada was quiet for a few minutes, and then devotee says, what happened? I won. Then Prabhupada chuckled a little bit. It was very nice. Of course, next day he didn't come at 9 o'clock with the breakfast with his wife. He came around 11 o'clock, they say, 11. So it's nice. And he lived for decades and then he passed away. Because he's the one of the devotee who was actually accommodating devotees' place in Bombay where they will stay. One day even, there are many pastimes. One day even Prabhupada said, so what are you doing now? He said, I'm just building a little room for the devotee to stay because they don't have any place. We didn't have ISKCON center there. Prabhupada said, you do that and I'll make sure your beautiful room, house in Golok Vrindavan. So nice. So it's very nice. Then Prabhupada writes, a spiritual master is not a kind of a decoration for a householder. Spiritual master is not a kind of a decoration for a householder. It's like on a shelf, the picture of Guru. Because another lecture Prabhupada said, and I can see that when you visit to some Indians, they take Guru, they are not serious like Hare Krishna's, so they have their Guru in the shelf somewhere, nice framed, maybe golden plated frame, nice, but it's on the shelf, that's all. Generally, a fashionable materialist engage a so-called spiritual master without any profit. Prabhupada is so practical, this is so true. This pseudo-spiritual master flatters the so-called disciple. Thereby, both the master and his word go to hell without a doubt. Maharaj Parikshit is the right type of disciple because he puts forward questions vital to the interest of all men, particularly for the dying man. The question put forward by Maharaj Parikshit is the basic principle of the complete thesis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Wow, that's a very powerful sentence. Now let us see how intelligently, Prabhupada writes, the great master replies. So it's very nice. So on this, I always get fascinated why we love Krishna. Why bhakti? Why not somebody else or anybody else? So when you think like deeply, then you must find the answer from Bhagavatam and you have to contemplate. Other day I discussed, it's not even 10 days I think, I gave a class. Why do we have to contemplate? Who remembers? Please help me. Why do we have to contemplate? Very good, you are almost finishing, but when you contemplate, you can reflect. Without reflection, intelligence will never capture the conclusion you understood. And if intelligence cannot capture, you can never send it from the ear to the head to the heart. It will never go to the heart. Whole bhakti process is purifying the heart. Three things. Purifying the heart, consciousness transform. So purification, transformation, and then satisfaction. Satisfaction, you don't have to worry, it will come automatically. But first two things, it's a conscious choice we are making every day. I'm going to go to temple, I want to chant, I want to serve. It's not going to be automatic. Never. Even in spiritual world, of course you are liberated over there, you don't have to worry about material conditioning, but still it's a dynamic. Every moment, Radharani thinks, I want to make this. Never she made it in eternal time. Never duplicates things. Always fresh and new taste, new flavor. Krishna is dynamic. Of course, you can say in Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami gave a few pastimes. According to Prabhupada, 13th chapter, 10th canto, last verse, in the purport, Prabhupada writes that every day before lunch, Krishna would kill two or three demons. Now, I was calculating all these demons mentioned in Bhagavatam. It does not come to that point. Krishna only lived 11 and a half years. And he started killing demons when he was 7 days old. So, it's not something new, you know, Putana was killed. So, if you think like two or three demons before lunch, Prabhupada says. So, you calculate 11 and a half years. 365 days. Well, sorry, not 365 days a year. In Vedic calendar is 360 days. Because all the month is so nice, 30 days. In Gregorian calendar or Western calendar, or how do you say, American calendar, 28 days, 31 days, 30 days. It's like you really have to figure it out. Vedic calendar is so nice, it's all 30 days. So 360 times, if you go 3, is almost like 1,000 demons every year. But in Bhagavatam you have only 25 to 35, that's the max. If you calculate the little name here, there is there. But detail is like a 25 demons, all the honor. Why it is like this? Because what is not relevant for us, Sukhdev Goswami did not give. what is relevant to today's question, what is relevant to our life, he gave. So that's why it's so important that we must understand these topics. So first question is, who is Krishna? So I found this beautiful verse that Jiva Goswami Pad says, Bhajaniya Sarvada Sadguna Vishishta. He said, every devotee must remember Krishna is Bhajaniya Sarvada Sadguna Vishishta. Krishna's character, quality, behavior are so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing, so incredibly inspiring that no one can resist but fell in love and start worshipping him. Isn't a sweet verse to remember always and try to see Krishna's quality? Jiva Goswami Pad says, you must. Another verse, I'm just going to give a few, and if you like, you can share, you can raise your hand. In Durvasa's challenging the supremacy of functional identity versus fundamental identity. Fundamental identity means based on these three principles, eternal principle. We are lover, Krishna is beloved, and we have eternal relationship. So that's fundamental identity. Any function you do on that platform is eternal, Madhvacharya says. But then we have a psychophysical nature, 335 Prabhupada. Like I'm a man, I'm a jeweler, I'm Indian, I'm a mother, I'm a father. So many identity we have. These are not eternal identity. Soul does not have gender like ours. In spiritual world, they have 11 things, 11 items that made the Satchidananda body. One of them, they reciprocate with the Lord in a form that will please him. Reciprocation. So it's not a gender like our gender, male and female. When you think of Radharani as a female, not exactly like female of this world. It's a difference. So in their conversation, Lord reveals something very secret. 9.4.64, you can look at it. He says, Naham atmanam asase madbhakti sadhavi vina siyam chaikantikam brahman jesham gati ahampara. Oh, Brahman, means he's talking to the Durvasa, you should know that I am the supreme controller. I possess all the unlimited wealth, especially the six wealths. Sriyam means here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur write, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Bijasya Jasasya Sriya, Jnana Vairagya. These are the six opulences complete, Krishna, always. Krishna says, I am the possessor of all these six opulences all the time, but I never desire to enjoy them without my devotee. What that tells us? Can somebody help me? Can you imagine, you have all the wealth of Alachua, but you never want to enjoy without person you love. Means he cares for us. He really wants us to be eternally enjoying with him. This is so nice. That verse is so nice. I always meditate. And then there are many verses, but this is another verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Bhakti Madhulila chapter 9, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad gives. What is the speciality of Krishna versus all his incarnation? I'm sure you wonder, why not Pradyumna, Aniruddha? Why not Balaram? Why not Narayan? You can go on, Janardana, you can go on the list. Why Krishna? This one verse, well, there's two verses, two where Krishna is superior to all his manifestation and incarnation. Ichha sakti pradhan Krishna, ichha is sarvakarta, jnana sakti pradhan vasudeva adhishtata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, It is Krishna whose desire predominates everybody's desire. You remember even Balaram for 1 year did not know that Krishna expanded. I'm sure everybody remembers that. Many instances, it is Krishna who desired. He is the script writer. And Jogomaya is the director. Krishna is also a player, hero, and Radharani is heroine, and everybody else part of the movie. That's what we are supposed to be, part of the movie, and live eternally happy, joyfully with Krishna. This is one way to see that nobody ever supersedes Krishna's willpower. Another point is very nice. Siddhantastu abhedopi sisya krishna sarupaya rasana utkrishyate esa krishna rupam rasasthiti. I was thinking like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very funny. You know, when you become a guest in somebody's house and you know they are doing wrong in their spiritual understanding and you want to attack them, when would you like to attack if you live there for 4 months? Can somebody help me? Immediately? To correct them so that everything is proper? Yes, mother? Before you leave. So, okay, that's nice. She's very intelligent, Mother Madhumati, because that's what Lord Chaitanya did. He stayed for 4 months. He did not talk anything. Just before he leaving, he said, "Excuse me. I know you worship Lakshmi Narayan. They are the ultimate." "Yes, yes. But why you Lakshmi? Lakshmi is the chaste foremost." "Yes, yes. But she left her husband to be with Krishna." So the whole discussion is like a very intriguing and, you know, like a, you don't want to torture the host who is hosting you, you know, giving a nice prasadam, nice room, nice bedding, everything, you know, every day. And then Mahaprabhu started. If you really think, because Mahaprabhu's point is that truth has to be revealed in a palatable way for their benefit. But of course, they went back and forth, you know, like a good example is that Venkat Bhatta says, it's nothing wrong, you know, sometimes like a husband can be a player in a play, playing a role in a play, and his costume looks so attractive. The wife saw in the play, "Oh my God, that's my husband playing that role. Wow, he's so beautiful. I'm in love with him." She never said this before. But in the stage, she's in love with this costume that he has. Well, it didn't work out. Mahaprabhu said, "That's not a play. This is actually real. Because Krishna is still playing as a Krishna. And the most chaste lady Lakshmi Devi is still meditating for his association. It's never ended for thousands and thousands of years. Why are you saying this is like a little play?" "Well, maybe it is not possible anybody to get..." No, it is possible. 10th canto, 16th chapter, Kaliya's wives, they are praying. There it is says that Lakshmi is meditating, but some other, our Kaliya got it. So like that, the argument. Anyway, at the end, this is the conclusion, this verse concluded. Siddhantastu abhedapi srisha krishna sarupaya rasana utkrishyate esa krishna rupam rasasthiti. The form Krishna has, the substance Krishna holds, no incarnation can ever compare. His sweetness, his beauty, his charming, his loveliness is unparalleled. No incarnation even imagine. They are rather greedy to serve Krishna as a servant. The all other gods, Prabhupada is sometimes, it's funny, the way, maybe my way of understanding. Prabhupada said, Krishna is so attractive. Even so-called god like Narayan. I'm thinking, what? So-called god like Narayan? Narayan is so-called god? Prabhupada put it there. He says, so-called god like Narayan, eager to have darshan of Krishna. We should be greedy for that. That we have such a good access. So these are the some And then Krishna reveals his heart to Durvasa. I'm sure you all are familiar. Sadhavo ridayam mahayam sadhunam ridayam tamaham mat annet na janati naham tebha manangapi. I am so much in love and I care for them, for each of my devotee, that I never leave their heart. I am eternally there. Was interesting, because when Vasudev Maharaj took his son Vasudev to Mother Yashoda's house, Jogamaya put everybody sleep. Of course, they have their own explanation. Yeah, she had a hard labor. All kinds of, oh, there was a long, you know, 3 days, you know, baby will be born. So they all got tired, just for outsider. But Jogamaya put this plan. So when Vasudev Maharaj came, he didn't see Yashoda's son. He saw a daughter, the Jogamaya. So it was very interesting how Krishna hid himself from Vasudev there, because another form is coming. Then when that form came, the two became one. They merged. So Vasudev and Yashoda Nandan became the predominating. Says very nicely, I like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's comment on this. He says, when we slowly, slowly develop our feeling, like a child born, what is the world of child's vision? What is the world? Mother's breast milk, that's all. Sleep and drink, sleep and drink. What is the world? The soft spot where the milk is coming. And later on the baby, this is our bhakti life. That's how we are growing. The baby has no idea there is a mother, a person. There's the baby grows little after a few days, you know, some mother start talking, maybe the eyes opening, oh, looking, oh, there's a lady. I don't know if the baby can figure it out immediately. But maybe after a week or 2 weeks, you know, baby start noticing, oh, my sustenance depends on her. And she loves me, she kisses me. Like baby started reciprocating with the mother. And slowly, slowly it grows to a point where the baby actually realizes, oh my God, she loves me, she cares for me, she has so much protection. Our situation has to be like that. But how that happened? When we come to Krishna consciousness, it just doesn't happen like this. It happens through the reciprocation. We must start to talk to the deity every day. Whether you like or not, you start. Otherwise, there is no way. Because the concept that our Acharya gives, especially Prabhupada, is Krishna who is reciprocal in Golok Vrindavan. Any quality you ever think, imagine, good or bad, it's all within Him. How it is within Him? Harmoniously. It's only benefiting everybody, and He enjoys this. Whether it's a stealing or a liar or a honest speaker, all are there within Him. All opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist in Krishna harmoniously. How? This is what reciprocal. This is very sweet. Like if you really think, it's eternally like that. Krishna is thinking, when the fruit seller lady is asking Krishna, she's crying, overwhelming, because she, what they call, miscarriage she had. Originally she had this problem, what caused her to come here. She was so depressed, but by seeing Krishna, her depression disappeared, but transcendental depression took place. How can I be with Him? Can I hug Him again? Okay, she came up with the idea. You want some fruits? But you have to do two things. Krishna smiled. Can you call me mother, Maya? Krishna is thinking, what? I have a mother inside. If she finds out I'm calling outside a stranger lady mother, what will happen? Krishna is also thinking very deeply how Mother Yashoda will reciprocate. And then she said, Can you sit on my lap as a child? So Krishna is like, didn't want to disappoint her because she was waiting there 3 days. Was not a, you know, like came with a basket of fruit and got, sit down there, Krishna came. No. There's a big sadhana. I was researching those things. You know, even Kaliya got, his mouth was full of poison, but had got footprint of Krishna. If you look at previous two lives, severe austerity did. The great sage Vedashira is the Kaliya. And before that was a Kanchi Raj. He did a severe austerity. But anyway, that's a different story. I won't go that route. So, but here the point was that Krishna is reciprocal. So at one point he looked it around and the gate and everybody, okay, there is no ladies looking at me. Okay. So he said, yes, Maya. And then he sat down and got up quickly before. So she gave all the fruits and her heart softened such a degree that she said, I'll die for him. I don't want anything but him. She completely like devastated, spiritually was awakening of her love for Lord. So of course Krishna took the fruits and as he comes, you know, within big gate there's a small gate. In a big palaces you'll see like this. Maybe in America also. So Krishna somehow or other figured it out because nobody was looking when he came out. But as he opened it, nobody is there. Then he got shocked. Mother Yashoda is right there. Said, Lala, means my son, where did you go? And she grabbed him. He says, did you call her Maya? Krishna is like so frightened. He really experienced the fear. But then Mother Yashoda started laughing. He said, you are so intelligent. I'm so happy that if you call all the ladies mother, then you have no fear. Because mother will always take care of you. Krishna felt like, wow, my mother is so genius. She thinks I'm genius, but I think she's genius. So like this reciprocal, every time Krishna is very reciprocal, eternally. So we have to develop this. Okay, we have to finish the other three. Some other, I didn't go to the sadhana, but I'll just go to the sloka. But just to make this purport tangible, 1.2.5. Munaya sadhu prishtam bhavad biloko mangalam jat krita krishna samprasna jayatma suprasiddhati. Very, very important that whenever any discussion about Krishna, what will happen? He said, Munaya sadhu prishtam bhavad biloko mangalam jat krita krishna samprasna. The question, prasna, has to be related to Krishna. And if you do it, then these are the five results. And first result is, it will please Krishna, that verse is. It will please Mother Bhashyati, can you? Okay, thank you. So, if you, any topics connect with Krishna, first thing is, it pleases Krishna, that verse is. Jayatma prasiddhati. Prasiddhati means he's satisfied that they're talking about me. Whether it's a good or bad subject doesn't matter. It just related with Krishna, he's satisfied. First. Second is lokamangalam. It will benefit all the people. Even if it is like Kamsa's discussion with Akrura. How can you think he's God, Nanda Maharaj's son? He just killed water Marcus. So Kaliya is the most deadly snake, but he call him water Marcus. Means anybody can kill it. Why you call? And then he says, why you call him his supreme god? He picked up a pebble. The Govardhan, 28 miles, he calls him pebble, like a little chips. So even that, Akrura was laughing in his heart. How he come up? Because he doesn't have a love. He just tried to put every good thing Krishna's down. This is the character. But Akrura was very happy. He said, because he built this chariot better than him. Now Kamsa thought, if I build the best chariot, I have a idea to bring Krishna Balaram and kill them. But Akrura should not know. So what should I do? If I make the chariot better than mine, then he will ride, he wants to ride that, to temptate him. And Akrura is thinking, he's so wonderful. For my lord, he gave better chariot than his. He is a best man. Like, it's so wonderful. It's pleased actually both sides. So then third person is the person who will ask the question and person who will answer the question. They both will be benefited. Purify their consciousness. And ultimately, Prabhupada translate in the purport, he said, the intelligence of anybody here, the whole discussion of anything about Krishna will be satisfied. Intelligence has to be. Okay. So the next, at the moment of death, five things goes together. Sorry. Okay. So, but the time of death, five things goes with you. If I have a time, we'll discuss. Otherwise, I want to finish the other three three. Next sloka, together. Jat srottabham ato japam jat kritab kartabham nibhi prabho smartabham bhajaniyam va bruhi jadva viparjayam. This is so beautiful verse, believe me. It's like this verse itself is like a candy you can chew whole day. It says four topics. What if you ever wonder, what is the real thing I want to do? This is the verse. If you ever wonder, what is my main duty in my life right now as a devotee? This is the verse. Four things you do. Sottabham, tell me what must hear, the worthy things to hear. Second, japam. I'm just doing my wording and then we'll read the Prabhupada's translation. What they must chant amongst the worthy chanter. Third is smartabham. What must remember? Now Prabhupada says, what's the definition Prabhupada said about remembering? It's very nice. It's in chapter 10, Nectar of Devotion. He says, remembrance means when some or other one, placed Krishna in relation in the mind somewhere or other, that is called remembrance. Means you have to have a relationship with Krishna. You cannot remember otherwise. I love the way he put it. I'm paraphrasing that sentence. He says, somewhere or other, when one can place Krishna in relationship in the mind, that is called remembrance. So it's very nice, smartabham. Then fourth is bhajaniyam. When you love Krishna, why you love? You must answer. And I found 108 things that why we love Krishna. Another day. And the next verse, 39, together. Nunam bhagavato brahman griheshu grihamedinam na lakshatehi avasthanam api godohanam kachit godohanam. I'm sure you already know what it is means. Translation by Srila Prabhupada and purport. O powerful Brahmana, it is said that you hardly stay in the houses of man long enough to milk a cow. Who is talking to who? Correct. Very good. So when the sadhu comes to your house, what is the main purpose? For the prasadam? Thank you. Very good. Saint and sages, Prabhupada writes, in the renounced order of life, go to the houses of the householder at the time they milk the cows, early in the morning, and ask some quantity of milk for sustenance. Subsistence. A pound of milk is like this much. A pound of milk, fresh from the milk bag of a cow, is sufficient to feed an adult with all vitamin values, and therefore saints and sages live only on milk. Anybody remember any stories? Mahaprabhu, when he kapat diya the Sivas Thakur's Sankirtan, first manifestation of Krishna Prem Kirtan, it's called Prema Kirtan, they had a dead bolt, Prabhupada translated as a dead bolt at the entrance. So then the religious people, they are thinking like, we are pious religious, why? And one of them were milk drinker. And his logic was with Mahaprabhu, I do not take any food, only milk. Why I am not allowed? It was very funny. Bhakti Siddhanta Sutakar says, if that was a good logic, then all the breastfeeders should be allowed in Krishna prema. I thought it was a funny way that he put it. So then Mahaprabhu says, well, that's not the qualification. Why not? I never touch anything, only drink milk. That logic did not. Of course, at the end he realized he did a mistake and he asked for permission. Actually, even though we are endeavoring, but we should always remember, Krishna prema is within us. But we cannot awaken Krishna prema. It is Krishna who will sanction it. Even though we take shelter of Guru, Vaishnavas, ultimately Krishna has to sanction. Why Krishna don't sanction now? Because eligibility. You cannot give a $2 million check to a 2 years old boy thinking his life is set. He has no idea what is $2 million. So similarly, you have to educate, do sadhana, and when we mature, Krishna sanction. That's why. And how far are we going? Even the poorest of the householder keeps at least 10 cows, each delivering 12 or to 20 quarts of milk. And therefore no one hesitates to spare a few pounds of milk for the mendicants. It is the duty of householder to maintain the saints and sages, like the children. So a saint like Sukhdev Goswami would hardly stay at the house of a householder for more than 5 minutes in the morning. In other words, such saints are very rarely seen in the houses of householder. And Maharaj Parikshit therefore prayed to him to instruct him as soon as possible. The householder also should be intelligent enough to get some transcendental information from visiting sages. The householder should not foolishly ask a saint to deliver what is available in the market. That should be the reciprocal relation between the saint and the householder. Okay, the last verse, because I have 1 minute. Sutau vacha evam avasita prista saragya slakanaya gira prattavasta dharmagna bhagavan badarayani. Translation. The Sutta Goswami said, the king thus spoke and questioned the sage using sweet language. Then the great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasdev, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply. So we are waiting tomorrow? No, next week. The second canto starts. Very sweet. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anybody would give any reflection? What are you going to take away from this discussion today? Yes, Prabhu.
Well, according to American gallons, it's about a pint.
Oh, yeah? Like this much?
It's about a pound. Okay. Well, it's about 8 pints in a gallon. It's about 8.5 pounds in a gallon.
So it's 2 cups of milk.
2 cups of milk. Okay.
I think the British gallon's a little bigger, so maybe he was thinking of that. So a pint and a half.
That's nice. Thank you. Okay, anyone else or anything? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. It's sad that we finish the first canto, because first canto is really, you want to hold it in your chest all the time.